guidelines suggest that only post-stroke atrial fibrillation episodes lasting 30 seconds or longer should be considered for anticoagulation. However, little evidence supports this recommendation. I'm Carmen Nave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Luciano Sposato, submitting author of Very Short Paroxysms Account for More Than Half of the Case of AF, Detected After Stroke and TIA, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis.
I'm Luciano Sposato. I'm a stroke neurologist at Department of Clinical Neurological Science, London, Ontario, Canada, Western University.
Apparently, guidelines suggest that only post-stroke atrial fibrillation episodes lasting 30 seconds or longer should be considered for anticoagulation, but you've said that little evidence supports this recommendation. So why is that the recommendation then? Do you have anything to say about that?
We don't know why the guidelines are suggesting that short paroxysms shouldn't be considered for anticoagulation, but we suspect that many of the studies reporting only on AF lasting more than 30 seconds do that because some devices are not capable of for detecting shorter episodes. So if they don't detect it, then they cannot report it, and I think that's the main issue.
You've said that your findings in your study are that among stroke and transient ischemic attack patients with a history of AF, that you've got some pretty extreme confidence intervals which experienced episodes of post-stroke atrial fibrillation shorter than 30 seconds. So can you give us a bit of information about how you came up with that finding?
Yes, we performed a meta-analysis of 50 studies, and among them we selected those that reported episodes lasting more or less than 30 seconds. And we found that among all the cases of atrial fibrillation detected after stroke or TIA, more than a half were lasting less than 30 seconds. More precisely, 56.3% of the cases were lasted less than 30 seconds. That means that if we don't consider these shorter episodes, we may be missing 50% of the chances for preventing strokes in patients with atrial fibrillation, although we don't know exactly what's the prognostic significance of these shorter episodes.
How many titles did you explore to get these kind of results?
Well, we initially explored around 28,000 titles. We ended up with 50 studies, including the whole meta-analysis. So, yes, there were lots of studies to screen.
Okay, so could you give us a bit of an outlook of the entire conclusion? So we've talked about the 9.0% people with AF. Did you give us the other statistics?
Yes, we if we just consider those episodes lasting less than 30 seconds, we found that among all the patients who had a stroke or a TIA but didn't have a history of atrial fibrillation, 9% were diagnosed with AF episodes lasting less than 30 seconds only by performing cardiac monitoring after the stroke. So when we then considered those episodes lasting more than 30 seconds, the number was lower, was 6.5%. So this means that apparently episodes lasting less than 30 seconds are more frequent than those lasting 30 seconds or more, which are the ones that are usually reported in most of the studies and are those which the guidelines suggest that should be considered for anticoagulation.
So could you give us a bit of an idea of what some of the limitations of the study were?
Yes. As happens with most of the meta-analysis, we found that our results had a high heterogeneity. And this is mostly related to the fact that we had to combine different technologies when assessing the overall outcome measure, which was the proportion of patients with atrial fibrillation. For example, we had to include patients monitored by using Holter, MCOT, external loop recorders, even loop recorders. So perhaps the patients included in different studies were different. And that I think that explains most of the heterogeneity. But on the other side, we also think that that perhaps patients who underwent the implantable loop recorder were more thoroughly screened before they underwent the screening.
So how do these outcomes from your meta-analysis then feed back into research? Like, what's the next direction for this field of study?
Well, in general, for patients with post-stroke atrial fibrillation or AF diagnosed after stroke, we certainly don't know whether the AFib is the cause or the consequence of the stroke. So far, we suggest that these patients should be considered for anticoagulation until we better know how these atrial fibrillations are triggered. There are at least two main mechanisms by which atrial fibrillation can happen after stroke. One of them is autonomic dysfunction generated by stroke, by the same stroke. And the other one is the inflammation that the same stroke generates and can subsequently lead to atrial fibrillation. So I guess the next steps in this topic should be investigating whether atrial fibrillation detected after stroke is more the cause or the consequence, and perhaps we should focus on autonomic dysfunction in patients with and without atrial fibrillation.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Luciano Sposato, submitting author of Very Short, Paroxysm Account for More Than Half of the Cases of AF Detected After Stroke of TIA, a systematic review and meta-analysis. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. With your support, we can influence the burden of stroke globally. Please consider becoming a member.